Welcome to Module 2, Discover. In Module 1, we were reminded that all leaders need help. And then we looked at what makes a leader worth following and the three essential attributes of the leader worth following. Module 2, Discover, is all about finding the right tools for developing people more effectively. Take a moment right now and download the worksheet on this page so you can follow along in this session. And one of the most frequent questions that we're asked is, how can you sort through the diverse content and information in the marketplace to identify the best tools and resources to develop skills, attitudes, and practices that will stick? There are several reasons for this. In fact, take a moment to think about the question for yourself. How can you sort through the diverse content and information in the marketplace to identify the best tools and resources to help you develop skills, attitudes, and practices that will stick? See, this question is challenging because there really is a lot of information available. And number two, it's hard to decide what's best. I mean, it's difficult to look at all the material that's available and to identify for yourself what would be best for us at this moment in this season of our work. And then number three, we get bogged down at times trying to make the best possible decision. We want to get it right for obvious reasons. Or number four, it's challenging because we're worried about what our boss or our colleagues or our team or other people are going to think. And so as we think about the right tools for developing your leadership skills, I want to share with you four things that are involved in this process. Number one, it starts with a mind shift. A mind shift from how you've been doing it to how you should be doing it. A mind shift from what's not been working to what can work and what will work. A mind shift from how most people attempt it to how you will do it with better results. Different results require different actions. Better results require better thinking. So if you're going to find the right tools, it'll start with a mind shift. It has to start with a mind shift. Number two, to find the right tools requires the application of three principles. The simple effect, the consistency effect, and simple people development. We're going to look more at these tools in depth later, but I want you to be aware of them now. The simple effect, the consistency effect, and simple people development. In fact, this is a great time to remind you, if you haven't already, to download the worksheet on this page so that you can follow along and complete the worksheet for this session. So finding the right tools, first of all, starts with a mind shift. Number two, requires the application of the three principles, the simple effect, the consistency effect, and simple people development. Then number three, when you find the right tools, it results in simplified thought processes, actions, and learning. When you have the right tools, you no longer need to continually search for planning tools and materials. You'll have what you need, and then you can then turn your focus to learning opportunities that are related directly to your role, products and services and organization. Now remember, we're going to look at all of these things in more depth later. So if you're questioning if this is even possible or if it'll even work the way that we're saying it, we're going to come back to this more in depth later, but I want you to be aware of it now. So number three, when you have the right tools, it'll result in simplified thought processes, actions, and learning. And then number four, finding the right tools will require you to make the decision. It'll require you to make a significant decision. Let me tell you a story. A number of years ago, my wife and I pulled into the parking lot of a fast food diner restaurant. It's the kind where you can order from the car. And so she was driving in this particular occasion, and she pulled into a space. And so the menu board was on her side of the car. And so I waited patiently for her to get ready for what seemed like an eternity. I was starving. And so as I watched from the passenger seat as she was browsing through the menu board, now, I've learned that it takes her a while to make these types of decisions, and it's not helpful for me to try to rush the process for her. So I pulled out my iPad, and I fiddled with a couple of apps. I was attempting to get my mind off of this intense hunger that I had. Finally, I gave in, and I said, "Do you know what you're going to order?" She paused for a second, and then she confessed to me, "I can't decide what I want," which was really no surprise to me. I'm used to it. I was still scrolling through a news article, and so then I offered, without even looking up, I said, "If you'll just push that little red button there, it'll help you decide." I mean, it's true. Some people could sit in the drive-thru for 10 minutes and they're stuck trying to decide what they're in the mood for. But the moment that the voice calls from the speaker, they feel this intense pressure to make a decision. And to be honest, I regularly have days where I feel overwhelmed. In fact, for the last 2 months, we've made some significant decisions, one of which was to put together this fast track. And every single day, I get up and I come to my work and I am faced with more work than I can possibly get done. Our team members are faced with more work than we can possibly get done. And so we've learned to live by the little mantra that you'll hear us say over and over again. We don't have to get it perfect. We just have to take the next step. And we want you to get that too. See, when I feel overloaded, it's frustrating, it's discouraging. In part because I'm a leader myself, and I teach this stuff on a regular basis, I'm supposed to know how to handle it. And when you're stuck agonizing over a decision, it's hard to decide what to do first or where to even start. And most of the time, it's that fear that keeps us stuck and keeps us from moving forward. See, many people live stagnant lives, never making the progress that they long to make because they fear failure. In fact, it's the most common of all fears. We're afraid that maybe we aren't aware of everything that's out there because there really is a lot of information available and we don't want to miss. We don't want to make the wrong decision. In fact, we're afraid to make a wrong decision and that the training will be a waste of time again. Or we're afraid of disappointing a boss or colleagues or the team. Here's what we've learned. Your fears lose power when you confront them. So go ahead, face the fear, make the decision. Ask yourself, when it comes to choosing a path forward for my growth, and as we work through ideas and concepts and themes, ask yourself, when it comes to choosing a path forward for my growth, or for my team, or for my organization, what do I fear that has me stalled today? Why am I having trouble getting back on track? What am I holding on to that's holding me back? And what is one step that I can take today? And then take that one step. Don't put it off. Don't plan to do it later. Do it today. You see, movement motivates. Movement energizes. So get moving. Sure, you may make a wrong decision every now and then. Even in the drive-thru, feeling pressure, you hastily make a decision. And then as you pull away from the drive-thru, you wonder, why did I order that? That's not what I wanted. In fact, I don't want much of anything from a fast food drive-thru these days. You know, I've made a lot of decisions that didn't turn out the way that I had planned. And yet, I've still been successful. And you've made a lot of decisions that haven't turned out the way that you planned. And yet you've still made significant progress in certain areas of your life and work. Why? For me, it's because I made more decisions at work than those that didn't work. The important thing is not that we get it perfect, it's just that we take that next best step. The important thing is that we make a decision that we don't remain stuck. So instead of holding on to what's holding you back, embrace the learning, embrace the opportunity with energy and passion. And so go ahead, push the button today. It'll help you decide. When you do begin to make those steps forward with finding the right tools, you'll find more clarity, more energy to keep moving toward momentum. Now, I want to take just a few minutes and show you a tool. We teach more in depth in the full course, the Simple Leadership Compass. So I won't spend as much time on it here, but I want you to see it. This is the momentum tool. And when we teach this tool, we start with the center of the tool, with clarity and movement. And the best way to think about this tool is based on an ancient writing that said, "Scripture is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." No matter what your style is or how you feel about that, the principle is, before we had all of the electricity and all of the lighting options that we have in the world today, people used to use a gas lantern or a torch as they would walk through the darkness, down a dark path, or through a dark part of the city. And as they would take a step, the light from that flame that was flickering in their lamp or that was flickering on the end of the torch gave them enough light to take the next step. Now the question becomes, how did they get enough light to take the next step? And the answer is they had to take a step in order to get enough light to take the next step. And as they took a step, each time they took a step, they got enough light for the following step. And the same is true for me and you. When we're faced with a decision, so many times we feel like we can't move forward because we don't have enough clarity or enough light, if you will, to take the next step. And so many times we simply need to take a step. Again, remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. Now, here's what's interesting about that. As you take the next step, again, you get enough light or enough clarity to take the next step, and you get more and more energized and emboldened to take the following steps. It's like me when I was a kid and I went to summer camp. When I would first walk out of my cabin, if you can remember these primitive cabins that we used to have at summer camp, and I would walk toward the shower house at night, I'd have this flashlight, and I'd have just enough light to take the next step in front of me. And as I would begin taking steps, I began hearing in the woods all around me all of these night noises and all of these things that would scare the crud out of me. As I started taking steps, my eyes became adjusted to the darkness, and I could take steps faster and faster and faster. With each step, I would get faster and faster, not tripping over the roots and the rocks that were in my path as I walked toward the bathhouse. And the same is true for you and me and our decisions in leadership. The more we make movement and the more light and clarity that we get to take the next step, the faster and faster that we can go. And eventually the byproduct is momentum. But how many times do we fail to move forward because we're waiting for enough light, we're waiting for enough clarity, never taking the next step, and so we never get to momentum, whether it's in our life, our relationships, our work, our organization with our team members, never getting to momentum. And it all starts with taking a step, which then gives us more light or more clarity so that we can speed up that process and get to momentum. So we'll look more at the momentum tool in the full course, the Simple Leadership Compass. In this session, we looked at finding the right tools for developing your leadership skills. And in the next session, we're going to talk about what to do to intentionally develop your leadership skills. Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. And so I'll see you in the next session.